September. Secrets. The Dodgers were 7.5 games ahead of the second-place Cardinals when the dog days of August ended. Alas, Toscanini had not fared as well. He looked awful, really chewed out, a shadow of his showy self. Much too much of him now feathered the bottom of his cage. Shirley worried. Father cited scientific proof that birds often molt during hot weather. Mother filled Toscanini's cup with another herbal brew. This one, she assured Shirley, had successfully cured thousands of Chinese of baldness. Wait and see. Yes, Mother. But as soon as her mother's back was turned, Shirley secretly dumped the concoction. Not because of a lack of faith in her mother's remedies, just the opposite. She was sure the Signora would rather find upon her return a parrot, however bald, than Toscanini with yards of straight black hair. Shirley was still worrying the night before the first day of school. Everything had been readied. New shoes that did not pinch, spiral notepads that rustled like dollars from the bank, and yellow pencils sharpened to a decimal point without a tooth mark to be found. Yet, she was uneasy. The problem was not just Toscanini. What was it then? As she lay in the dark, her thoughts flitted here and there, never staying for long, like the glow of fireflies on a late summer's eve. Vacation had sped by as swiftly as an arrow, but she liked school and certainly missed all the friends she had made there. Why was she shy about seeing them again? Shirley hid her face in the pillow. She knew the answer. She was afraid her friends might have changed, just as change had come to her. It was true, she no longer thought so often about fourth cousin, once her best friend, and lately, almost not at all about the other cousins. She still spoke Chinese with her parents, but even then, foreign words were substituted for those that did not come easily. Mother corrected her. Make an effort, Shirley. You must not forget you are still Chinese. Yes, Mother. But then out would pop another English expression, one for which there was no Chinese equivalent. Gee whiz! Baloney. Just for kicks. Party pooper. Fat chance. What's up? For a moment, Shirley had the urge to look in the mirror. She hardly ever did that, not like some others she had seen in the girls' room, fussing with themselves as if a stray hair could send them to jail. Did she look different now? Now that she was thinking more and more in English? Was her black hair turning blonde? Was her nose getting higher? If she had a choice, she'd just as soon stay the same. Not that there was anything wrong with looking different, but she was used to the way she was. Lately, the tenants had begun remarking on how grown up she looked. She wasn't sure she approved.